May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
In 2016, the Archbishops of Canterbury and York started a prayer initiative called Thy Kingdom Come. And they invited members of the Church of England to make more time to pray during this period between Ascension Day and Pentecost, to pray for themselves, for their own growth in faith, but also for friends and neighbours, that they might come to know the love of Christ for themselves. This prayer initiative has been held every year since then, and this year, 65 different denominations from 114 countries are taking part. And we are encouraged to take part in this period of prayer too, and I'll say a bit more about that later. But let's first reflect on why the Archbishops of Canterbury and York chose this particular time of year between Ascension Day and Pentecost for this call to prayer. Some of you were at the Ascension Day service at Toon on Thursday. And at that service, we thought about the significance of Jesus' ascension into heaven and how it fits in with the rest of the Christian story. The ascension is both an end and a beginning. It's told both at the end of Luke's Gospel and the beginning of Luke's Book of Acts. The ascension marks the end of Jesus' earthly ministry and the beginning of the era of the church. And Jesus, as he returns to his Father, tells the disciples it's now their job to spread the good news and be witnesses to his love. But they will not have to do it on their own. Jesus tells them to wait in Jerusalem for the coming of the Spirit to empower them and to guide them. And the disciples, as they wait for the coming of the Spirit, spend the time in prayer and worship. Now, of course, we were not there. We were not around in the time of Jesus' earthly ministry. We did not see his ascension into heaven like those first disciples. But nevertheless, just as Jesus called those first disciples to witness to his death, his life, death, and resurrection, and to spread the good news of his love, so we are called to do likewise today. We are to bear witness to God's kingdom, the kingdom proclaimed and embodied in Jesus, which will be fulfilled at the end of time. And this is the task of the church in every age. The call to bear witness to Christ in our words and actions, in our daily lives, as individuals and as a community, may perhaps seem an alien or impossible task. But we can be encouraged that we are not left to do this on our own. And we can be encouraged by two things. By the prayers, the intercession of Jesus for us, and the presence of the Spirit among us. We heard a few moments ago a passage from the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. It's part of Jesus' prayer for his disciples during the farewell discourses, as Jesus tells them he soon will leave them. Jesus is passing on the baton to them, as it were. As the Father sent him into the world, so now he is sending them into the world to proclaim God's kingdom. It's interesting to think that what Jesus leaves behind as he returns to his Father is not a religious text or a collection of sayings, but a community of followers. Perhaps we might sometimes think that Jesus should have had a better plan. How could he leave his mission to this motley crew, this crew of followers who weren't very well educated, weren't particularly well skilled, who had so often misunderstood him, failed him, deserted him, or even denied him? But this is God's purpose. The next act of his drama is to be played out through the Christian community, through the church, of which we are now a part. So as Jesus prepares to leave his disciples with this very daunting task, he prays for them. And not only for them, I ask not only on behalf of these, Jesus says, but on behalf of those who will believe through their word. Jesus prays for those who will believe in the future. So we can be encouraged that Jesus prays for us. And what does he pray? He prays that we will be one, just as the Father and the Son are one. That we may be completely one, so the world may know that you have sent me and I have loved them as you have loved me. The core of Jesus' prayer to his followers is that they may be one. He repeats it again and again in this prayer. A prayer for unity, a prayer for them to be united in love. And the union that Jesus prays for has two dimensions. It has a vertical dimension and it has a horizontal dimension. They are to be one with God, drawn into the love of the Father and the Son. As you, Father, are in me and I in you, may they also be in us. They are to be drawn deeper and deeper into an intimate union of love with God. But they are also to be drawn into a union of love with one another. It's a spiritual unity, but also to be a visible unity that the world will see and take note of. Now, we may start feeling rather depressed at this point. When we look at the church down the ages, when we look at the church across the world today, we see communities that are ridden with divisions of different kinds. The church has so often failed and continues to fail in its witness to God's love and in the call to be united in that love. Yet, the church still exists. The church is still here, imperfect as it is. And God continues to call us as members of the church to witness to Christ, to witness to his love, both in our relationship with him and in our relationships with one another. We need to grow deeper in our union with, in love with God, and also in our union of love together. But we cannot do that on our own. We need God himself to help us. God himself to prompt us, to guide us, to be active within us and among us. We need God's Spirit. And as we look ahead to Pentecost next Sunday, we are invited to pray, "Come, Holy Spirit." Let me go back to the prayer initiative, "Thy Kingdom Come," which I mentioned at the beginning of this sermon. The purpose of this prayer initiative, is to encourage Christians everywhere to pray for the empowering of the Spirit so that we may be faithful in witnessing to God's kingdom. And the hope is that those who take part will pray for themselves, for their own deepening of faith and prayer, but also pray for their families, their friends and their neighbours. And everyone is encouraged to pray for 5 different people that they might come to know the love of Christ for themselves. Over the past few years, during this prayer initiative, people have prayed as individuals, they've met together to pray in families, in small groups, in large churches, and they've prayed in very creative ways. Archbishop Justin Welby says, "I cannot remember in my life anything that I've been involved in where I have sensed so clearly the work of the Spirit." If you want to know more about what's going on in this Thy Kingdom Come prayer initiative, you can look at the website, which is put onto the notice sheet. There's lots of material for prayer there. There's several very short videos, and they are all worth looking at. One video includes a message from the Pope. This is truly an ecumenical prayer movement. And the Pope says, "We need to pray that the Holy Spirit might enlarge and widen our hearts. We all have a problem, and that is that our hearts tend to shrink, become small and closed. We can't solve that problem by ourselves. Only the Holy Spirit can solve it. Come, Holy Spirit." I want to suggest several ways that we here at St Ursula's can be involved in this prayer initiative. We're going to be using some of the material in our intercessions this morning. The junior church are going to use the Adventure prayer map, and there are many of those for families to take away with them if you'd like to take one to use. I invite you to join us for morning and evening prayer, and the times are on the notice sheet. Even if you can't normally do that, perhaps make a special effort to come on one of those occasions this week, and we will be praying especially for the power of the Spirit. You may just want to meet informally to pray with friends. But the other thing I want to draw your attention to is the prayer cards that I've put together for you this morning. They're mostly on blue card, although we think we may have run out, so some people may have a white piece of paper. But a blue card, and there are 2 very simple prayers on here. And it would be wonderful if everyone here could say these prayers every day this week. That's a very modest thing for us to be asked to do. So hopefully we can all commit to saying these two prayers every day this week. So please don't leave them on your chair and take them home with you. I just want to say a couple of things about these prayers. The first one, a prayer for ourselves. This is actually an old prayer, an ancient prayer, written by St. Benedict, the founder of Western monasticism. And he was a man of deep prayer and community life. So as we join our prayers with Christians across the world today, we're also joining our prayers with people from the past. That's what we mean when we talk about the communion of saints. And Benedict's prayer asks for a deepening of faith in our own hearts and lives, recognising that we need the Spirit to do that. So along with this prayer, we pray, "Come, Holy Spirit." If you turn it over, you'll see there's a prayer for our community on the other side, a prayer for our friends and our neighbours and our wider community, giving thanks, of course, that God's love is already upon those people and already at work in their lives. But we pray that they might come to know God more fully for themselves. And along with this prayer, we might want to pray for five particular people on our minds and hearts. And we pray with this prayer, "Thy kingdom come." It would be wonderful to know that everyone here is offering up these prayers during this week. And as we do so, we are praying with our Christian brothers and sisters of many different denominations across the world. We pray for a deeper union with Christ and a deeper union among Christians. We are called, like the first disciples, to be witnesses to the world around us by our own individual lives and by our life as a community. We can't do this on our own. So we pray, "Come, Holy Spirit, and thy kingdom come, O Lord." Amen.